Cardinals.
Usually
that brings a little more emotion, a little more venom.
Right.
Playing the Cardinals.
Correct.
Let's get after it. Chiefs and Cardinals doesn't have the same.
Chiefs and Cardinals.
There are certain like franchises that like don't have any meaning.
Right.
That one's one to me like, you're an Arizona Cardinal fan. That sounds really boring.
Well, you originally started as a Chicago Cardinal fan and then stayed with them once they moved down I-55 to St. Louis and then across the country to Arizona. That's how you ended up as a Cardinal fan. They've been to a Super Bowl since, you know, the Chiefs did it last, so.
I just feel like that's just like, oh, good for you. Like you're a Cardinal fan.
Yeah. We got a guy in our office, Mark Miller, the voice of Johnson County, as you heard the promo. He's an Arizona Cardinal fan.
I'm like, that sounds boring.
So I said to him, I said, how did you become an Arizona Cardinal fan? He goes, well, he grew up in Wichita, and down there they showed a lot of old big red St. Louis games on the TV. So he grew up watching those games and just became a fan. I mean, that's how it happens. And so he's a St. Louis Arizona Cardinal fan. I don't know that I know another one. I got to be honest. I don't know that I know another Arizona Cardinal fan. Do you know an Arizona Cardinal fan?
I don't think so.
No.
I know some people that live in Arizona. I don't know if they really follow the Cardinals or not.
Right.
But I feel like it's a team and it's in your town. You probably pay attention to them.
Sure.
It sounds like a boring existence.
It really does. Yeah, it does. I mean, you go back and you look at some of those just nondescript teams throughout the course of sports. Like up until this year, really, the Milwaukee Bucks were that kind of team. Like, who's a Bucks fan? I like them now. I'm going to get a shirt, I think. I like the way they play. They went beat Golden State last night. So now the Buck fans are starting to come out of the woodwork, and now you're seeing Milwaukee Buck fans. But until the Greek Freak started to play, did you know anybody that was a Milwaukee Bucks fan? I mean, you talk
not
about
since the days of Sidney Moncrief and company.
Well, and Jack Sikma back in the day. I mean, like, those are the
that was a long time ago. Yeah, when I was a kid, I actually did pay attention to the Bucks.
You did,
I loved Sidney Moncrief for some reason, and Paul Pressey, and those uniforms. At that particular point, but it was more of a uniform thing. But there's a long drought of like, oh yeah, Milwaukee has a team.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Like there are very. I don't want to say very few. There's a good number of teams out there, like Orlando Magic. Who's an Orlando Magic fan?
You happened to come across that on your, like, Disney employees got free tickets that night from their boss, and then they went to a Magic game. That's what it feels like.
That's what it's like. Yeah. Like, since Shaq left. Or here's
like an Arizona Cardinal. You stumble upon an Arizona Cardinal game when there was nothing going on at Arizona State or something.
Right.
You know, you're like, or, you know, there wasn't some other professional event that's going on. Like, do you want a Cardinal ticket? Oh, sure.
Sure, I'll go.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like just one of those franchises. You're around. You're filling a spot.
Right.
But, boy.
Here's another one. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you know a Jags fan? Like, that's another just kind of franchise that's just there, right? Is he a Jags fan?
He is. Okay. My wife adopted him early on because she liked the uniforms.
Right.
I think there was something about Mark Brunell at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was more the color of the uniforms.
Sure.
Teased her. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think NBA.
But if I quizzed her about now, and I'll do that. Name me a Jag, she can't do it.
Yeah.
So there is that.
But I think the NBA has got a lot more of those kind of irrelevant franchises than maybe any other sport. The NFL clearly has their fan bases. But as you mentioned, the Arizona Cardinals, my God. I mean, like, what do they stand for?
Mediocrity. And you know the ownership's been kind of contentious for a while. It just looks really boring. I don't know. I can't put my finger on why.
I do like their black jerseys and white helmets. I think that's a great color scheme combination.
I really like Larry Fitzgerald, always have.
Yeah.
You know, they had that little bout of success that unfortunately provided Todd Haley in our realm, which kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, I don't. Larry Centers.
Yeah.
I like Larry Centers for a while.
They had a running back also back in the day. Not Larry Centers, and it was after Otis Anderson was there. Oh, boy. Whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Excuse me. It's just an irrelevant type of franchise.
Yeah. Jim Hart. But wasn't he a St.
Louis? He was a St. Louis.
He was St. Louis to Arizona.
Oh, he never made it to Arizona. God, no.
I remember when they first came around.
Neil Lomax.
I had a, and I kept it, I had a Phoenix Cardinals shirt.
You did?
Yeah, because they didn't name them Phoenix.
Yeah.
So it was like,
yes, they
like,
did. No, they were Phoenix.
It was, well, then it was the reverse. I had whatever it wasn't before.
They went from Phoenix to Arizona.
So I originally had an Arizona Cardinal. That's what it was. I had an Arizona Cardinals shirt, and I wore it because it was ironic because they weren't called the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
It was like one of those like found dumb t-shirts you're wearing. Oh, they don't even call the team that.
Yeah.
That was it. There's nothing appealing. And I feel that about this game, too. There's, like, zero appeal to me other than getting it over with Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Stump Mitchell is the running back.
Stump Mitchell.
All right, fine.
That's cool.
Here's another irrelevant friend. The Cincinnati Bengals. Like, how many Bengal fans do you know? I mean, they have that slogan that everybody knows, Who Day. But other than that, you don't know anything about the Bengals.
Icky and Esiason?
Yeah.
Not much.
They're just there. Browns, you know, the whole state of Ohio. But yeah, but this game coming up on Sunday is one of those, like, you just want to get out with a win.
I want this to be over, and I'm not kidding. I want to play Monday night against the Rams.
I'm ready to go, right?
Like, not a week for the Rams. Not a week from Monday night against the Rams.
How many Rams fans do you know?
Get this one over with and play the Rams, for goodness sakes. And another one of these situations, though, where I'm glad Andy Reid is the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's so into the stuff,
right?
Head down, go.
Right.
That I love it. I love this about him, because for me, I'd be like, all right, we'll work a few plays over here, but let's go work on what the Rams do.
Well, when you know, there's probably been some of that already, though, Josh. Well,
but you don't tell a team that.
No, but your coaches get a jump start.
I think they do that every week. They'll throw in something that you don't know that it's about
the next week,
the next guy. But you're sprinkling that in a little bit. Those are part of coaches' game plans all the time, but I would be overt about it. It'd be bad. But Andy Reid, expect to have head down, take care of business, go win a ball game.
Right.
Let's go.
And go take care of business. And I think this week, I never want to say an easy win, but it should be an easy win for the Kansas City Chiefs, because no wins in the NFL are ever easy. But this one has got final preseason tune-up, you know, kind of written all over it, where you go in and you get your work done, and by halftime, you're letting your backups play and you're letting them take care of business. And it's very simple to me. I want to see, number one, them throw for 300 yards. And I say Patrick Mahomes, because if he goes for 300 yards this week, he does it now for 9 consecutive games. Nobody inside one season has thrown for 300 or more yards in 9 straight games. Patrick Mahomes will set an NFL record this week if he throws for 300 or more yards. Arizona's a top 10 defense against the pass. That's like the only thing they're good at. So if he throws for over 300 yards against the Arizona Cardinals, I see this in a walk in the park for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I feel
Chiefs,
like he
right?
doesn't get it because they don't need to.
Maybe. I think there's been so much made of this record being broken. I think Andy Reid allows it to happen.
So he goes out and throws
week.
One more, like...
like, he's at 287. You stick him back out there. You hope to get it on one play type of deal. Yeah,
I gotcha.
I think he does. I think so. So they're going to be throwing the ball around, but also, I think you got to run the football as well. The Arizona Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the NFL when it comes to rushing defense. They're giving up 143 yards on the ground. This has got a lot of Kareem Hunt and Spencer Ware written all over it, and the opportunity to go out there and run for a bunch of yards this week. So I think if they go for a 150, they're going to win this game. The other thing I want to see this week, I want to see Tyreek Hill get involved more from a yardage standpoint than he has been. I don't know if you guys know this or not. He's only had one game over 70 yards receiving in his last 7. That's a big drought right now, and that's because there are a lot of weapons out there, and as we talked about yesterday, Tyreek Hill is as good a decoy as he is wide receiver, and he fills 2 needs for this team, but he's only been over the century mark 2 times this year. If he gets over 75 yards receiving, I think the Chiefs win this one in a laugher. The other thing I want to see, and this sounds so elementary, Josh, do what you do, man. Do what you do. And what I mean by that is just play Chiefs football. Remember, we always used to joke about it with the Kansas basketball players. We got to just go out there and play Kansas basketball, and we're going to win. And you always used to just laugh and go, what are you talking about? Play Kansas basketball. But it's like one of those things, you knew it when you saw it,
go
right?
play Chiefs football.
Just go play Chiefs football. Yeah. Go out there and kick the snot out of somebody on offense. Give up your yards on defense. Hold them to field goals. Don't allow touchdowns. Go out there and play Chiefs football. And I think it's so interesting that the Chiefs are 40-11 in their last 51 regular season games. Like, that to me is so unbelievably hard to do. 40-11 in their last 51 games. Get out to a 3-score lead and boom, you'll put those Cardinals away. And, you know, the last thing you got to do that will help you win this football game, continue to get yards in big chunks. The Chiefs get over 7 yards every single time they run a play. Every time they run a play, they're averaging more than 7 yards per play. That's an unbelievable number. If they continue to do that, they'll win this thing in a laugher. The Cardinals give up 5.3 yards per play. That's 10th in the National Football League. So we're seeing defenses all over the league give up big chunks of yards. I want to see the Chiefs continue to get big chunks of yards against the Arizona Cardinals and do it quick and put them away and win this thing like 55-20 is what I think it's going to be.
Back to Tyreek Hill for a moment. I know you looked at like one game over 70, one game over 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at his season, like he's on a really good, he's matched his touchdown total from last year already through nine games. He's just over 400 yards shy of last year's yardage number through nine games. He's had 75 catches last year for the entire season. He's got 48 right now. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to be well ahead of his career best numbers. And I know this offense has been putting up video game type numbers, but if you just said before the season, I mean, we were looking at all the individual, mm-hmm. like the individual numbers, and you're going, having what they had last year and having what he had last year, boy, and adding a Sammy Watkins, they're all going to eclipse those things. You talked yesterday, Dusty ran through the numbers for Kelsey. They're all going to blast through everything. Even with having Tyreek, can you give me more? Can you give me more than 16.1 yards per catch?
Yeah.
Seven touchdowns and 774. It's a good season.
Well,
it's a good season. You got that through nine games. So even though he hasn't had the, a whole bunch of games over 100, I think he's done exactly what they need him to do. And he will have those breakout games at some point in time. But he's still been really good.
Yeah, I think ultimately Tyreek Hill is a microcosm of what this offense is really about, Josh. And that's each week looking at what the defense does and getting a certain player involved that goes best against the defense that you're facing. And I think Tyreek Hill, when they gear the game plan towards Tyreek Hill, that's when Tyreek Hill has those big days. And maybe it's not this week because Arizona is good against the pass. Maybe
this
is a week.
I feel like this is a Kareem Hunt game. But,
yeah, Kareem Hunt and Spencer Ware type of game. And with Tyreek Hill, it's almost like a sink or swim type of afternoon. Either he hits the big play or he's just a great decoy that allows other guys to go out there and make plays. And that's what makes this offense so special, as we were talking a little bit about yesterday. With Tyreek Hill, he could either be a big play guy for you or he could be a big play decoy for you that opens it up for Travis Kelce to be a big play guy. But I think when you're describing this offense, if you describe to somebody the role that Tyreek Hill has, that's how you sum up this offense. If this defense does something that is going to allow Tyreek Hill to shine, he will shine. The same thing goes for Kareem Hunt. The same thing goes for Travis Kelce. And I think it could be a bigger week for Tyreek Hill, because obviously Sammy Watkins is not going to play this week, so it could open it up a little bit more.
You didn't emphasize
Watkins.
I figured you'd...
Watkins!
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
He's not going to play this week, so it's going to maybe open things up for Tyreek Hill a little bit more to go out there and put up some big numbers. So it'll be interesting to see how they approach this thing, and hopefully it is one of those deals where by the time the third quarter rolls around, you can maybe sit some of these guys and give them the opportunity to get a break and get ready for the big Super Bowl preview on Monday night, and we'll be at Winning Streaks for that game up in Harrah's on Monday. You and I are hosting the party that night, Monday Night Showdown at Winning Streaks. We'll be there live, $6.10 food specials. I've already heard how many people are going to be. It's going to be insane. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be the place you want to be on Monday night if you're not going to Mexico City to watch the Chiefs and Rams.